حياكم الله برادرز. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك، ما شاء الله تبارك الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your gathering, bless your journey. I've been following with Brother Muzammil for the last few days. And he's been informing us of the progress. Really excited, mashallah, tabarakallah, to have heard about the gathering and to see brothers and families from traveling in from all over India. Ahlul Sunnah gathering to with the unity of purpose, unity of belief, unity of manhaj, and then physical unity to meet each other. MashaAllah, khair upon khair, noor upon noor. And I understand that you guys have been sitting around, sitting down for quite some time listening to lectures. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you upon sabr and strength. Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every difficulty comes ease. Inshallah, you will bear the fruits. You will, inshallah, reap the fruits of your tiredness. By listening to our teachers, mashallah, Jazakumullah Khairan, Sheikh Abu Iyad, Sheikh Uwais, and the other shuyukh giving reminders and lectures. And I'm just a fill-in, just to, you know, keep the flow and to meet my brothers. So one of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is to have met up with Brother Muzammil, Misbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and preserve him and guide us all aright and keep us sincere and steadfast upon the deen. When he came to West London, and he lived next to Masjid al-Sunnah for a while, and he was pivotal in many of the activities that took place at that stage. And we built up a very strong relationship after that. And I'm not sure, Muzammil, how many years ago that we started Arabic online?
Yeah, we were just discussing with the brothers. I think it was around nine years.
Allahu Akbar, 9 years. And I didn't even feel it. You know, subhanAllah, so Markaz Al-Athari in Bangalore, you know, one of the most consistent Marakis I've seen in terms of activities on the long term, where it was easy for me to, you know, Muzammil knows me very, very well. If I can get away with not doing a class, I would slip away and, you know, disappear. But he was on my case every single week for the last 9 years. Are you ready for the lesson tonight, Ustaz? Are you ready for the lesson tonight? And mashallah, I didn't even think that we'd be able to be going this long, completing Medina Book 1, and then going over Medina Book 1 again, trying to find examples in the Quran for the rules and the vocabulary that we learned. It's almost like we did Medina Book 1 twice. And then Medina Book 2, Muzammil, did we do that twice as well, or was it like one and a half times? I'm not sure. Sorry, like I keep getting him up. We should maybe make this activity. Everyone comes to the mic and walking backwards and forwards to keep you fresh.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good, Ustaz. We need that, actually.
Yeah, it's just the sound is the feedback with the mic is an issue. Anyway, khair, inshallah. I'll try and lip read you. Most important, give the answer to the brothers can hear you. In any case, we did Medina Book 2, and now, subhanAllah, we've passed the halfway mark with Medina Book 3. All of this from the Fadl of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than Him, and His kindness, and His mercy, and His blessings. And we ask Allah ta'ala to give us sincerity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast, and to allow us to complete Medina Book 3, and then who knows what will come after, what Muzammil has got planned. I'm sure he's already planning things. for after the book, inshallah. And I mean, there was a stage where I said, see, the thing is, the Arabic learners, they always, like, you know, there's always new people coming, people that attended a gathering like this, and they realized, oh, learning Arabic is so important, I should start my journey now. Or people became free at some stage in their lives, so they said, yeah, let me start my journey. So I was saying to Brother Muzammil, when we finished Medina Book 2, I said, come on, let's go back to Medina Book 1 again and start so the new brothers can join. He was not interested in my ideas. No, he's got a vision. He wants to have this, mashallah, archive of lessons people can go back to, and they are going back to. And the proof that they're going back to it is randomly, I receive messages on my WhatsApp from people, sometimes in different parts of the world. And they say, Ustad, I found your lessons on YouTube. And is, mashallah, through the Markaz Athari. And in lesson so-and-so, I think it was lesson 9 or lesson 8, the group was, you know, the cohort was quite small. So we were interacting quite a lot. It was very slow. And in the chat, I was putting my phone number. I was saying to the brothers, do your exercises and send them to me on the, you know, through WhatsApp, and I'll give you some feedback. So one brother, he messages me from, I can't remember which country, and he says, Ustad, I was doing lesson number 14 or lesson number 9, and I found your number, so I'm WhatsApping you the, you know, some interaction. And that showed me, subhanAllah, that the correctness of Brother Muzammil's vision to get this thing going, get it out there, and people will benefit with it, if Allah wills. Like 9 years ago, we did those lessons, as Muzammil just mentioned. To me, it feels like 4 or 5 or 6 years. I didn't think it was 9 years, Allahu Akbar. But people picking up lessons that were recorded 9 years ago, and, you know, it just shows that I have to keep my number live now, inshallah, forever. I make sure I don't drop that phone number, because there are people with homework that want to give, submit it. Anyway, the idea of today's lesson was, or today's Afwan interaction, not lesson, interaction, was just to meet my brothers and to feel, to be a part of you and to be with you, and also to encourage myself to remain upon this journey of learning and teaching, inshallah, and to encourage you brothers also to, you know, if you haven't already embarked upon the journey of Arabic language, to start, or if you have, then do not despair, don't give up. There's, can you give me a show of hands? I've got two cameras, I can see, I think I can see the width of the gathering, so, and the depth. Can you give me a show of hands, how many people amongst you have started Medina Book 1? Oh, mashallah, that's good. That's a lot of hands. But I'm not sure, from this angle, it looks like everybody. But how many was that as a percentage? Was that 50%? Half of it? More? There you go, Muzammil's office chair. What was the result of the survey?
Yeah, I think around 50%.
Mashallah, Allahumma barik. Okay, so the message to the 50% that didn't raise their hands is to start. Okay, look, I should be fair in my speech. It doesn't mean that if you're not doing Medina Book 1 that you haven't started learning Arabic. There could be so many other ways to learn Arabic. But since our focus has been on using the Medina series, that's why I asked that question. It doesn't necessarily mean if you didn't put your hand up, you're not learning Arabic. I'm sure many of you are, and you're doing it in your way. But then what I wanted to get to was to continue. You know, Medina Book 1 is just an introduction, and it's very simple, very easy. But because the material in this book for the novice, for the new Arabic learner, in terms of a percentage, it's close to 100% new material. So for any person, they're learning Arabic, comes to Medina Book 1, and he thinks, wow, I've learned so much. It's true, alhamdulillah, that you have. But the beauty of this series, Medina Book Series, is that the author, who happened to be from India as well, may Allah SWT have mercy upon him, he passed away recently. We're just having this light conversation. My main purpose, even though I prepared like a lecture or a lesson, inshallah, to deliver, and I probably will do some of it, not all of it, inshallah, given that you have been sitting for quite some time. Just from my experience with many of the brothers that learn Arabic, and talking specifically about the Medina Book Series, one of the situations I noticed amongst many of the brothers is that because it takes to learn Arabic, they're not doing, it's not a full-time Arabic program. They're doing like, you know, one lesson a week, two lessons a week. So Medina Book 1, which when the students in Medina University are studying it, they're finishing it in a very short space of time. So it's all like, you know, it's in front of them all the time because they finished it quickly. They maybe finished it within 2 months or less. However, the brothers who are around the world who are studying, they might take 8 months, 1 year, sometimes longer to study that same book because they're doing 1 hour, 2 hours a week. Whereas in Medina, in the university, they're doing 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Okay? So this is the reason why when the brothers get to the end of the book, or where they're nearing the end of the book, they start to get nervous. They start to say, well, I can't remember what I studied in the beginning of the book, so I'm not ready to go to Medina Book 2. I'm going to join Medina Book 1 again. Now they add another 1.5 years to their journey, and they've been on Medina Book 1 for almost sometimes 3 years. And when they get to the end of Medina Book 1, second time round, they have the exact same feeling as they had the end of the first time. And it's almost like they're jogging on the spot, never progressing beyond that point. And what I've been saying to the brothers that have been attending and the sisters that have been attending our online classes is to keep going. Keep going. Don't look back. Why? Particularly in this series, I was about to say before the internet cut, Sheikh Abdurrahim, Fa Abdurrahim Rahimahullah Ta'ala, what he did was as the lessons progressed, he would reinforce the previous concepts. So while you are doing Medina Book 1, it's almost as if you're doing Medina Book 1 and 2 together. Sorry, let me say that again. While you're doing Medina Book 2, it's almost as if you're doing Medina Book 1 parallel. Because the same concepts are appearing, the same concepts are being reinforced. And if a teacher, inshallah, is aware of that, he will keep asking you questions about Medina Book 1 to make sure that those concepts are kept up to speed. So obviously, any language requires vocabulary, lexical resource, and any language requires structure, you know, which is basically the grammatical rules. So the more you progress in the book, the more your vocabulary, inshallah, increases, and the more exposure you have to the syntax, the rules, to the grammar of the language. And what is the goal? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through understanding His deen by reciting the Quran, reading the Quran with some understanding. You know, we read the Quran and we don't always understand what we're reading. It could be a case that, for example, Allah ta'ala says, you know, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those words is a new language. These are just sounds, sound bites to many people. Let's be frank, that's the reality. We recite the Quran and we don't understand a single word. But just by a few basic lessons, you know that wa means and, qala means he or they said. Alladhina means whom or those who. Kafaru, past tense in the plural. So those who disbelieved said. Lilladhina, we know that this word lilladhina is made up with the lam and alladhina, which is plural of alladhi. So they said to those who amanu, who believed. So just by this, a very basic lesson, you picked up a couple of words and you were able to say, oh wow, I understood. Allah Ta'ala said, the disbelievers said to the believers. That is, for a Muslim, for a Salafi, for a learner, it's a huge victory. And it's like ice on your chest, that you are finally able to understand, comprehend the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my advice to my brother is to continue, inshallah, start the journey. If you haven't started the journey already, continue the journey if you have, and do not jog on the spot. Keep going. Don't look back. Everything you learned previously, it will recur, it will repeat, it will reinforce, and you'll find, soon you'll see yourself at the top of the mountain. You look down, it'll be like me, it'll be like, wow, 9 years? Are we still here? Subhanallah. Now, inshallah ta'ala. So, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man itaba'a hudahu amma ba'd. So, today's reminder to my brothers is to look at some of the ayat in the Quran and one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the speech of the ulama regarding the nobility, the superiority, the greatness, the eloquence, the clarity of the Arabic language. And these four or five descriptors that I used, they do nothing in terms of giving justice to the language that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from above the seven heavens chose to speak the Quran with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Alif Lam Ra, Tilka Ayatul Kitab al-Mubin, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan La'allakum ta'qilun. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala said, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, these are the verses, the ayat from the clear book. Indeed, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran so that you may understand. Sheikh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he said, among the ways the Quran has been made clear and eloquent is that it was revealed in the Arabic language, the noblest and the most expressive of all languages. It is the clearest tongue capable of conveying every beneficial truth that the people need. And then he said, all of this clarification and all of this explanation, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you may understand, is so that you may grasp its rulings, its fundamentals, its branches, its commands, its prohibitions. Then he said, when you understand these matters with certainty and your hearts become characterized by this knowledge. It will lead to action. Your limbs will follow, submitting to its guidance. And then he, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ, so that you may understand, also implies that your intellects will grow because of the word aql, ta'qilun. Look at how Allah Ta'ala said, Qur'anan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'qilun. You may tazdadu uqulukum bitakarru al-ma'ani al-sharifat al-aliyah. Your intellects will grow and develop as these lofty meanings are repeatedly presented to your minds. As a result, you will progress from one stage to higher, more complete states of understanding and behavior. SubhanAllah. These ayat I recited, and the tafsir is from the beginning of Surah Yusuf, ayahs 1 and 2. Let me take you now, my brothers, to, and I asked Brother Muzammil to prepare you by, I'm not sure if we were able to get the message across, but if you open your Quran app on your phones, and I'll give you the ayah number, you can quickly go to it, inshallah, and maybe even open the translation. And because a lot of what I'm reading is from Tafsir Sa'di, you can open if you have it also on your phone, you can. But if you haven't, then don't worry, no need to download it now. But just have it in front of you, inshallah. Go to Surah Taha, ayah number 113. What number is Surah Taha, please, somebody? Can somebody shout out the number of Surah Taha? Is that right? Which one is it? Is it 19 or 20? I get mixed up. Found? Okay. 21. I don't know. Surah Taha, ayah 113. Yeah, Surah number 20, exactly, here it is. Ayah 113, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. SubhanAllah. Look at what Imam Abdul Rahman bin Nasr al-Sa'di said about this ayah. The meaning of this ayah, and thus we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran and have diversified therein the warnings that people, that perhaps they will avoid sin or it will cause them remembrance. I read the translation of the ayah again. Or the translation of the meaning again. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ, thus we have sent it down, قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا, as an Arabic Quran. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ, and we have diversified therein, مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ, the types of warnings. لَعَلَّهُمْ, that perhaps they, يَتَّقُونَ, will become pious, will become righteous, have taqwa. أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ, or it will cause them ذِكْرَى, remembrance. Look at what Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasr al-Sa'di rahimahullah said about this ayah. Beautiful ayah and a beautiful explanation. He said, just as we revealed previous scriptures with wisdom and purpose, we have sent down this Quran in the noble Arabic language. Billisan al-fadil. Billisan al-fadil. Al-Arabi. The noble, superior Arabic language that you understand, that you comprehend. الذي تفهمونه وتفقهونه ولا يخفى عليكم لفظه. A tongue that you understand clearly, both in wording and in meaning. Nothing in it is hidden or ambiguous to you. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. We have diversified in it the warnings. He said, Sa'di Rahmallah said, meaning, Allah Ta'ala says, meaning, we have presented threats and cautions in various forms. Sometimes by mentioning Allah's names that reflect His justice and His retribution. Sometimes by describing punishments that befell the past nations and urging the later nations to take heed. Sometimes by explaining the harmful consequences of sins and the corruption they cause. Sometimes describing the scenes of the Day of Judgment with its terrors and the unsettling realities. Sometimes by detailing the punishments of hell and the various types of intensities of torment. And then he said, Rahimahullah, نعم كل هذا رحمة بالعباد. All of this out of mercy to the servants, so that يحدث لهم ذكرى, so that they may be able to, that may cause them a remembrance. But then look what he said at the end. Now look what he said at the end, rahimahullah, Sa'di. He said, so, the Quran being in Arabic and containing diversified forms of warning is amongst the greatest motivations for piety and good action. Had it not been in Arabic, or had it not contained a variety of admonition, it would not have had the same effect on the hearts and minds of its listeners. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Had it not been in Arabic, or it had not had the diversified warnings, it would not have had the same effect on the listeners. Sa'di said, rahimahullah ta'ala. What does that show us? It shows us the importance of being able to, or trying to and striving to, appreciate the Quran directly from the Arabic. Imagine, my brother, imagine, my sisters, you are standing in Taraweeh in Ramadan. And the Imam is reading. And sadly, he may not be even understanding what he's reading, but his recitation is beautiful. Imagine you are standing behind him and you are crying because you understand what he's reciting. This may be a dream for any of us, but it's an achievable dream. Because Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ وَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made this Quran easy to remember. So are there any of those who will take heed and take remembrance? So there are 11 ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes and mentioned that He revealed the Quran in Arabic, or He spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being an Arab, therefore having superiority. And because of the shortage of time, not going to be able to go through them all, But I will just choose one more, and then we will mention a hadith and the kalam, the words of some of the ulama. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah number 102 and 103. And you go to Surah An-Nahl, or is it, Nahl is 16, is it? Yes. We turn to it, Surah An-Nahl, as 102, 103. Here Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدْسِ مِنْ رَبِّكْ بِالْحَقِّ لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَكَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. سبحان الله. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Holy Spirit Jibreel عليه السلام has brought the Quran down from your Lord with truth, meaning with truth in its reports, in its signs, in its proofs, that he may make firm those who believe, and as a guidance and glad tidings to the Muslims. And then Allah said in the next ayah, and indeed we know that those polytheists say, it is only a human being who teaches him, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he's teaching him these words to recite. Look at the response that Allah gave. لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِي, the tongue of the person that they are claiming teaching Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is أَعْجَمِي. He's not proficient in the Arabic language. وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌ مُبِينٌ, and this is a clear Arabic tongue. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, the tongue of the one they refer to is foreign, but this is a clear Arabic tongue. The tongue of the one they refer to is foreign. While this is a clear Arabic tongue, meaning this, referring to the Quran. How could someone who brought forth this Quran with its eloquence, with its clarity, with its comprehensive, with its perfected meanings, which are more complete than those of any book revealed or to send to any prophet, how could he have learned it from a non-Arab? Allahu Akbar. How could he have learned it? And this theme, this message, the superiority and the purity of the Arabic language, I wish I could go on, and our time is restricted, so I'm not going to, out of kindness for my brothers, but we'll conclude with the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in the Silsila Sahiha, from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari rahimahullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Qais, who said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطيت فواتح الكلم وخواتمه. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, I have been given the openings of speech and of words and the endings of words. قلنا, we said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, علمنا مما علمك الله عز وجل, teach that which Allah the Mighty and Majestic has taught you. فعلمنا التشهد, So he taught us the Uhud. This hadith is mentioned in, was collected in the Jami' al-Saghir. And in Hafidh al-Munawi, he explained that book, in his book Al-Faidh al-Qadir. What did he say? He says, the Prophet ﷺ was given the opening of words, meaning eloquence, clarity, the ability to convey deep and subtle meanings, unique wisdom, and beautiful expressions that were closed to others. Closed to others. Others were not able to do what the Prophet ﷺ was able to do with the language. And he continues, its comprehensive aspects, which Allah gathered within him. So his speech was as comprehensive as the Quran in its inclusiveness. For he is the one who created the speech of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the endings of words, وَخَوَاتِمَهُ. Manawi continues, and the endings of words meaning the best conclusions of speech and attention to appropriate pauses. He would begin his speech with the sweetest, most generous, most eloquent, and the clearest words, and conclude it in a way that makes the listener eager to listen again and eager to hear more. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By learning Arabic, my brothers, you are imitating, emulating, copying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without a doubt, in this manner you will develop love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt love of the words of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala before that. No doubt love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that. Or with that rather. And lastly, I mentioned the words of Al-Qadhi Iyad rahimahullah, who said, as for the eloquence of speech and the clarity of expression, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the best possible position and the most evident place in this regard. He had a natural fluency, skillful manner, concise style, clear wording, majestic speech, precise meanings. He was gifted with comprehensive and profound expressions. He was endowed with unique wisdom, and he possessed knowledge of the languages or the dialects of the Arabs. He would address each nation in their own dialect, in their own tongue, engage with them in their language, meaning in their tongue, and compete with them in the field of eloquence. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. My brothers, the purpose of this small reminder was to encourage me first and foremost, and then to encourage my brothers and my sisters and the listeners to embark upon this journey of Arabic language, and to persist and to continue and to drive yourself and keep going. There's no end to learning Arabic, but relate it to your understanding of the Quran, the understanding of the tafsir of the Quran, the understanding of the speech of the ulama. And a beautiful way, I would say, to bring all these and link all these three things together is to listen to the lessons of tafsir of the scholars of Islam. And from amongst the scholars of Islam who I found were very easy for the new ear to listen to, because their speech is very clear, the Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, and he's got many lessons on tafsir that you can listen to. He's got because when he used to do his lessons in Al-Masjid Al-Haram, it was tafsir. So you can listen to the ayat, you can follow them on your phone, and then you can listen to what he's saying and dig the meanings and develop understanding of the language as well as the ayat, the tafsir. And Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has very easy, slow speech that you can follow, inshallah, and enhance your understanding. And he also has tafsir of the Quran in many of his lessons, which you can listen to and follow, that you'll be able to find them, inshallah, online. And a beautiful piece of work and effort that was developed by the brothers at Markaz Athari in Bangalore is this 20-minute excerpt of a lecture by Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan from the introduction of Al-Aqidat Al-Hamawiyyah. That Brother Muzammil is showing you right now, that book. They, Jazahumullahu Khairan, they put so much effort into that book. Muzammil, may Allah bless him, keep him steadfast, keep him sincere, guide him aright. He sent that book to me, the PDF version. It was 36 pages, and he said, can you quickly, you know, can you have a read through this? And usually, I say yes, but I don't, you know, get a chance to go and do it. But within, like, you know, a short space of time, I came back to him, I said, I'll finish the whole book. But, and I said, I will send you a couple of points of feedback that I had, you know, some expressions of translation. And but before the time before I was able to share my feedback, he sent me the updated version, which was more than double in size, 76 pages. I said, I'm not going to be able to go through that now. But look what they did: the Arabic speech, the translation of the speech, the key words broken down, the verbs, the nouns, the masadir, the glossary in the back. What a subhanallah! And the content itself is so beneficial, so beautiful, looking at the life of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala and his dedication and the importance of that work in Hamawiyyah. So I would encourage all my brothers to take that book and to go through it, to read it, use it as a source of learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the good scales of those who helped produce it. Muzammil has a beautiful team of a wonderful team of brothers and a wonderful team of sisters working hard. Many hours in the background. We don't know about them. We don't know who they are. But they're producing so much. And I would encourage anyone from amongst you who has their skills, who has the ability, who has time, and to able to participate and to join them, inshallah, to help them, because they have good vision, they have a good direction, they have a good mission, inshallah. Help them to develop and to meet their goals. Wa barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan. It was beautiful being with you. It was wonderful seeing my brothers. And may Allah ta'ala bless this gathering. Put it all in your good deeds. Make the journey easy for you back to your homes. And protect you from wherever you may be. And may Allah ta'ala allow us to meet physically in person one day, inshallah ta'ala, in the best circumstances and the best situation, and the best of health and the best of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and reward you all. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته